good in my ears. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 22 of the Hit the Wall podcast. For you, it is Friday, the somethingth, the 22nd of March. Yeah, 22nd of March. But for me, it is Wednesday the 20th, and as I'm speaking to you now, I am actually sitting outside. Well, I'm not sitting outside, I'm sitting inside my daughter Blair's bedroom. She's not sleeping, she's not here. And I can't believe this sentence is about to leave my mouth, but Colin Firth, the Hollywood actor, star of such films as Love Actually, Kingsman, Pride and Prejudice, other films that he does, Mamma Mia, he's one of the dads in Mamma Mia, one of the many dads. He is currently sitting in a camper van right outside my daughter's bedroom, which is a weird sentence. It's a very, very weird sentence to say, but it is true. It's something that is actually happening. So we mentioned last week that, or a couple of weeks ago, that we got a letter through at the door saying that our street was going to be used in an upcoming drama series about the Lockerbie air disaster, which, if you don't know the Lockerbie air disaster, in December 1988, I think it was like 3 days or 4 days before Christmas, a flight was going from Germany, I want to say Frankfurt, or it could be Stuttgart, one of those German places, going to New York, maybe, I'm thinking. And as it was flying over Lockerbie, just over the Scottish and English border, it exploded and everybody on the plane died and 11 people on the ground died. So what they're doing is they've obviously done some research into villages. They're obviously not wanting to film it in Lockerbie, film this series in Lockerbie, because it may still be too fresh in the minds of some people who were maybe part of it. So they decided to look for alternative areas, and they've came to our street in Bathgate and went, yep, this looks like a plane crash, we're going to film the TV series here. Which, yeah, I'm quite offended. I mean, it's not a horrible street, it's not the poshest street in the world, but it's a nice street. I'm only joking. What they've done is they have done an absolutely amazing job. The production crew have been here for nearly a week. I think they came on Thursday or Friday of last week, and they put up a big tent thing. They put up fencing and stuff in our street, literally about three, four doors down from us. And I woke up this morning, took Riley to nursery, and as I was walking to nursery with Riley, I looked over and they had just put a massive plane propeller in the middle of the street, and it looks like it's all dug into the road. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow my personal account at InstaShog, you'll see the pictures that I've took off it. I might put it up on the Hit the Wall page as well when I'm putting this episode out. They've put bits of plane and a bus stop, which isn't usually there. They've put like a bus stop and a fence up to make it look like bits of the plane has fallen. And they've put loads of debris up. There's like a hill across the road as well. There's like a grassy hill. And they have put bags of debris and like old buckled airplane seats and things like that. They've put all those on the grass as well. There's like army soldiers like fixing through the bags and stuff. There's policemen, there's like old cars, old 80s cars in the street. It's very cool. And I'm very pleased that they've picked our street, and hopefully I haven't asked the production crew when it's coming out. I might take a wee stroll later on. But I think it might, well, I would imagine it'd be coming out like next year or something, or maybe even close to Christmas. Who knows? I don't know the turnaround in making TV series. I'm not in that field, but it's been very cool. And then my mum was here earlier on today because she was helping paint the kitchen, and she was taking the kids to hers tonight because me and Amy are both working tomorrow. And as she was driving away with the kids in the street up from us, she messaged to say, well, she phoned to say, there's a big blacked out car that's just came into the street. You should go up and see what's happening because it could be somebody. And so I put my jacket on, put my trainers on, went up the hill. And as I was going up the hill, this car was coming down the hill. And so I was walking alongside the car. The car stops and out pops your man Colin Firth. Which was, I actually, out loud, I said, oh, fuck me. Not telling him to, I just said it like as a sort of exclamation sort of thing rather than a invitation. But it was very cool. And then he went straight into the camper van, and then I decided to come inside the house, and I'm currently now staring out the window at the camper van that Colin Firth is in. Which sounds creepy. Probably is creepy. But, you know, he's outside my house. I'm entitled to look out of my house and look at him doing whatever he's doing. Wonder if he's in his pants. I mean, he looked like he was dressed for whatever scene he's doing because he's playing the Dr. Jim Swire, whose daughter died in the plane crash, and he led like an investigation into finding out who it was, and he's worked with the families and things like that. So that's who he's playing in the show. But he was all like dressed for the occasion, and he actually looks like him. And I was watching the actual Lockerbie documentary on Sky, and he sounds like him as well, because they interview the real Jim Swire on the documentary, and he sounds exactly like Colin Firth. So it's very good casting, well done to whoever the production company is. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be on Netflix as well. And it's going to be the second thing to come out in the last couple of years that's had Our Street on Netflix, because Our Street was also on the Lewis Capaldi documentary. If you watch the very first, I think it's the first episode of it, within the first sort of 5-10 minutes or something, you see the opening to Our Street, which is kind of annoying because Lewis Capaldi isn't from Bathgate, he's from Whitburn. But they just think, because Whitburn is technically, and if anybody in Whitburn hears this, you're probably going to be annoyed at me saying this, Whitburn is in Bathgate, it's part of Bathgate, but it's like a separate town. So seeing pictures of like the Bathgate precinct and obviously my street in the Lewis Capaldi documentary was nice, but it was weird because he's not from Bathgate, he's from Whitburn. I've got you, Whitburners, don't worry. So yeah, very cool. Hopefully, I wonder if that'll like up our house prices. Maybe thinking of selling the house in a few years. Could get a pretty penny, depending on how well it does, I suppose. Anyway, enough about, if he comes out of his trailer, if he comes out of the camper van, I will let yous know. Oh, I just thought that was him coming out there, but it's just the or she's be his assistant or something. So I'm going to be on Colin Firth watch for the episode. It's going to be quite a short one. Welcome, by the way, to episode 22 of the Hit the Wall podcast. This is a podcast about running, and I'm going to talk about running very shortly. But I thought I would open with that because it's quite significant. I was going to go a run today, but that is now no longer happening because Hollywood has arrived. So, but what I am planning on doing is a run on, what day is it today? Wednesday. I'm planning on doing a run on Friday. So my work are working from a different location. I currently work in the, like right in the middle of Edinburgh, but they've got temporary offices in Newbridge that they're going to be using for the next couple of weeks. And on Friday, well, I'm due to go in tomorrow, but I'm just going to drive in tomorrow. And then Friday, I'm going to run. That's my plan anyway. I'm going to run from my house in Bathgate to Newbridge, which is 11 miles, 11.2 miles, I think it is, or 18 kilometres, just over 18 kilometres. That's going to be my longest run yet of the marathon training. So I don't know how that's going to go. This might be the last episode of the Hit the Wall podcast. You never know. But that's what the plan is. So again, keep an eye on the Hit the Wall page. Hopefully, obviously, this episode's going to be out on Friday. So when it comes out, you'll know whether I've done the run or not. But it's just me this week. Amy is not well. Just thought I'd give her the week off this week. So hopefully she'll be back next week. So it is just me. So it's going to be quite a short episode. I did a 12K run on Monday, which felt fantastic. I managed to find, I'm trying to find like new routes and stuff like that, so that I'm not running the same. Because what I'm doing at the moment is I'm running half the distance somewhere and then just running directly back again, and that's quite boring. Although it's quite nice because you know when you've reached a halfway point that you're now just running home. But I'm trying to find new, because the weather's getting nice as well, I'm trying to find new paths and stuff. So if anybody is in the West Lothian area, has any hints and tips on some nice running routes, let us know. Email hitthewallpod@gmail.com or DM us at hitthewallpod on Instagram. So the 12K run was really good. I've done it an hour and 22 minutes, in case you're interested. It was good. I'm starting to use energy gels for fueling up. I don't know if the energy gels are, if it's like mentally, like psychologically work. But when you actually have them, it does give you that boost of energy. But again, I don't know if it's just in my head that, oh, this thing's giving me energy, I need to go, or if it physically actually is. But they're pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'm really also looking for tips from runners. I was kind of looking at the map of the Edinburgh Marathon, because if you don't know, if this is the first episode of Hit the Wall you're listening to, then it's probably not the best one to start with. I looked at the route for the Edinburgh Marathon, and it's quite flat. The run that I'm doing on Friday is kind of similar. It starts off going down quite a lot, and then it sort of evens out, so it's quite a flat run. So I'm looking for advice from real runners. I mean, I'm googling things about how to preserve energy on the actual race day, but I need advice from actual runners, because Google just gives you so many different answers. But I'd rather speak to somebody or get tips from somebody who's actually done it. That would be handy. So if you have any advice on how to run a marathon, any tips on how to preserve my energy, what I should do to warm up beforehand, anything like that, then hitthewallpod@gmail.com, or you can catch us on Instagram at hitthewallpod. Right, I'm going to... I've said it before, this is going to be a short episode, mostly because Colin Firth's outside and he might come out of his camper van any minute and start filming, and I need to be on high alert. So I'm going to give you a quick update on what is going to happen with the podcast in the future of the podcast, and then we're going to end today's episode. So there's been a bit of chat between me and Amy about what's going to happen with the podcast once the marathon ends. I did say last week that I was only ever meant to do the podcast up until the marathon, and then it's going to end, and that is in fact the case. So once the podcast finishes, once the marathon happens on the 26th of May, we'll do one more episode, maybe a couple of days after it. We'll do a wee debrief, how it went, any stories and things like that. But then after that, the podcast will come to an end. It doesn't mean that I won't be doing anything else quite similar to it in the future. Basically, what I had in mind for this podcast, I've not really done this podcast to its full potential. My whole plan was, this is the thing that I do with ideas. I have an idea, and then rather than properly plan it out and write things, to have like a a whiteboard or a some kind of thing to write down ideas and how I'm going to execute them. I just launch into it without really planning stuff, which you'll have known if you've listened to 90% of these episodes. We usually run out of things to say. We're always sort of scrambling for things to talk about. Probably because we live together, and when we actually hit record on the podcast, we've already said a lot. We've already said everything to each other. There's not really much to talk about. We're not professionals. We're not like Chris and Rosie, who have this lifestyle where they go out and meet all these fascinating people and do amazing things because they're celebrities and stuff. We don't have that luxury, obviously. We're just normal people, so we don't have a lot to talk about. And I think I kind of forget that. I'm a massive fan of podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, and these people who do them have a structure, or they have a following, obviously. We don't have that, which is why it's not been the most high quality podcast, and I can totally understand that. I made it as a motivation for myself to run, and to be fair, it has made me run. I set up the Instagram page for it. Obviously I was planning on doing more. I was planning on a YouTube channel. I was planning on doing videos on the YouTube channel, like training tips and like camera, like speaking to camera and stuff about how I'm training and how it's going and all that sort of thing. Because you see it on YouTube all the time, all these people do it, and I was thought I could do that, but different. I had lots of plans for it, and then none of it's came to fruition. All we've done is I've bought a couple of microphones. I've plonked a very reluctant wife to sit on the couch with me and talk for nearly half an hour. And 5 minutes of that half an hour is covered by running, and the rest of it is just nonsense. So the podcast will come to an end, but it doesn't mean that I am going away completely. I'm going to take the summer, I think. I'm going to take a couple of months to think about what I want to do. I've obviously came from doing like radio and stuff. I might go back to radio, or I might find somebody else who wants to do a podcast and just put some form of content out. I'm not sure what I'm going to do next, but I'm not going away completely. So if you have enjoyed listening to the podcast, then don't worry, I'll be back with something else. And that's really all I wanted to say on this week's episode. I'm now going to knock on the camper van to see if Mr. Firth would like a tea or a coffee or something, or I don't know, I think there's maybe a couple of fruit shoots in the fridge. You might want to fancy a wee apple and blackcurrant fruit shoot. And then going to see some filming, maybe, hopefully, at some point. I don't know. So thank you very much for listening. Hopefully Amy will be back next week and we can have a little bit of banter. Keep an eye on the Hit the Wall Instagram page, where I will be posting about the run on Friday. Hopefully that goes ahead and it's all good and I'm not dead. And speak to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hi, sorry, I forgot to put at the end of the episode that if you want to donate any money to the charity that I'm running for the marathon, then I have a website link. I'm going to put the actual link on an Instagram post and the Facebook post today. It'll be out there for Friday or Saturday, sometime at the weekend. But I've got a website. If you want to go to the website and donate, it is justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart, that's Stuart, dash Hogg, Hogg, 2024. Or 2024 if you're a normal person. So justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart-Hogg2024. That should take you to the Just Giving site with my face on it. I'm wearing a onesie because I took it a few years ago on Christmas night, I think, when I got a onesie for Christmas, and I didn't take it off for like a week. And you can donate. If you can give any money, that would be fantastic. Even if it's a pound, every little helps. I'm trying to raise £400. I'm at £70 so far. And and it obviously goes to the Simpsons Memory Box appeal, where if you go onto the Just Giving site, do a wee donation, and then you can click on the link for Simba, and it'll tell you all the information of what they do. It's a fantastic charity. I've ran for them before, and I'm running for them again this time. So justgiving.com/fundraising/Stuart-Hogg2024. Give us some money, please. Bye.